now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Willow Springs Bears Golf Tournament fundraiser will be held Saturday, October 22nd at the Thomas F. Bagno Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. It will be a two-person 18-hole scramble, $80 per team, with a tee time of 10 a.m. Proceeds will benefit the Willow Springs golf team. A sign-up sheet is inside the pro shop. St. Louis Cardinals had an opportunity to clinch the National League Central as they played the Brewers last night in Game 1 of a two-game series. With more, here is your Redbird Recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and congratulations to the 2022 St. Louis Cardinals Central Division champions in the National League.
Miles Michaelis was the winner in the game that mattered for the Cardinals in Milwaukee. A terrific performance for him, but really congratulations to every Cardinal player. You think about Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina in their last year in the big leagues being champions one more time, and all the young players for the Cardinals who've made significant impact throughout the year. Brendan Donovan had a base hit to start the game yesterday, and that got things going in the right direction.
Michaelis picked up the victory, and the Cardinals were able to score early, score often. Andrew Kisner, he broke an 0-for with a two-run homer.
Big home run from Kisner, and Ryan Helsley, two innings to finish up. He's going to be important going forward.
So your Central Division champion Cardinals will play the Brewers tonight. Jose Quintana is going to start against Brandon Woodruff. We're on the air at 5:45 with the pregame show. Ricky has the lineups at 6:30. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:40.
It's the Cardinals and the Brewers again tonight. Pregame 5:45, first pitch 6:30, all on KUKU and KWPM. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly volleyball team will host Mineral Area College tonight at the West Plains Civic Center. It all gets underway at 6:30. Live video of the game at OzarkRadioNews.com. Bass tournament coming up on Bull Shoals Lake this Saturday, angling for athletes. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is a driving force in this fundraiser. Some great young athletes will be the recipient of the funds raised. Water Patrol Officer Adam Johnson has some more information on this wonderful bass tournament.
If you like fishing, if you like maybe walking away with some prizes, and we have some sponsors like Strike King and some different lure companies that even if you don't catch a fish, you're going to walk away with a new spool of fishing line, some lures to try. So if you're a seasoned angler that feels like they can compete in a competitive tournament, or you're just the average guy that likes to go out, wet a line, and catch a few fish, we're confident that you're going to walk away feeling like it was time well spent. It's for a great cause there, Special Olympics Missouri, not only here but all around the state.
The cost to enter is $100 per boat, and launch and sign-in will take place at Theodosia Marine Resort, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Officer Johnson has some more important information.
Corps of Engineers has kind of restructured some of the permitting process, and so to make sure that everything runs smoothly, we are limiting it to 75 boats. If it's something that you're interested in, I encourage you to do is just register. We do all of our registration online through the Special Olympics Missouri's website. Google Special Olympics as anybody can there and navigate your way to our event page. But somo.org/angling take you directly there.
Again, this bass tournament takes place Saturday, and to register, go to www.somo.org/angling. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.